أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of the man who came from the furthest part of the city. He came and spoke to his community, and he advised them. He was driven by his concern for them. They killed him, he was martyred. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained how he was told to enter paradise in the year after. And after he entered paradise, for he was shown the comfort that he would enjoy in Jannah and in paradise, he expressed a desire that his people should know, and if only they could understand how Allah has forgiven him and how Allah has honored him in Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke of how Allah punished his people and this community and how they were completely destroyed. When we look at Surah Yasin, we find that there are different themes, as we said initially. The first theme was regarding the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started off Surah Yasin by speaking of the wise book. Allah took a qasam and an oath on the book, wal Quran al Hakim. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the second theme of Surah Yasin, which is the Risalah, the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah spoke of how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first prophet sent to the Arabs. And there was no warner that was sent to them for a very long time. Generations had passed when a warner was not sent amongst them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to us the incident of the people of the Qariya, the people of the village, the people of the certain city. This is also linked to that theme, the theme of the Risala and the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, warning those who reject him and who hurt him and who harmed him, that there were people who did the same to their Anbiya and to their prophets in the past, and this was the consequence that they had faced. Now, these are two avenues that Allah has provided us with in order for the human being to reach Allah and to be guided. One is divine revelation through the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of divine revelation in the Quran. That is one source of hidayah. That is one avenue through which a human being can earn his guidance and in this world and salvation in Akhirah. The second is risalah through prophethood. That is a second avenue. Sometimes a person might claim that no divine revelation had reached him, or the words of the Quran had not reached him, and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not reached him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us with a third channel through which we can be guided. And what is that? The creation of Allah. Every creation of Allah is an ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 33 of Surah Yasin, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةِ. And the ayah for them, another ayah, we spoke about the meaning of ayah. Ayah actually means a pointer or a sign. Something that directs you towards something else is called an ayah. So an ayah in the Quran refers to that which can direct you to Allah, has the potential, and which in fact will direct you to Allah. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and another ayah for them, another sign for them. Sign for what? Into what? A sign that will guide them, a sign that will direct them to Allah is al-ardu al-maytah, is the dead land. So you have this dead land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, absolutely dead. It is barren. Nothing can grow. It cannot produce anything. So Allah is now asking the humankind that now, if you are not satisfied for whatever reason with divine revelation, you are still not satisfied with the Risala and Prophet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his teachings and his life, then look at the creation of Allah. That will direct you to Allah. That every human being has the capacity to do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, another sign for them is the dead earth. Ahyaynaha. We have given it life. We bring it to life. We see around us, this is a phenomenon that we experience. We see that how the earth is absolutely dead, You can't imagine anything growing there and anything being produced by the earth. But when the rain falls, subhanAllah, when the rain falls, you see everything coming back to life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just an ayah, it's a sign that can direct you to Allah. And there are certain plants, subhanAllah, that can only survive with rainwater. There are certain plants, and if you water them with the water that comes out of your tap, that water is harmful to the plant. Why? Because the water contains so many chemicals these days. The chemicals that are used for recycling that water and for purifying that water. So that water cannot be used for those plants. That water in fact kills the plants. But the moment rain water falls on those plants, you see how those plants, they bloom and they blossom and they grow. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have given the dead earth life. Study a dead earth. Fi ahyaynaha. We give it life. Wa akhrajna. Not only do we bring it back to life, but from it Allah says we produce and we take out habban, grain. Minhu ya'kulun. And they eat of that grain. How did that grain come to you? How did that morsel of food come to you? How did that slice of bread come to you? Study how the wheat was produced and how the wheat was then harvested and the different processes and so on and so forth. You eat from it. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ. Not only do they eat the grain and the crops that are produced from the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have made in the earth jannat, different garden, مِن نَخِيرٍ, garden of date palm tree, وَأَعْنَاب, garden of grapevines, vineyards, وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْعُيُونِ. And in that land, we cause springs, water springs to gush forth from this land or in the dead land. لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why do we do so? So that they may eat from the fruit and they may eat from the produce of the earth. The insan, it was, all of this was brought, the system is in place, the falling of the rain and the light coming back to earth, and the growing of the plant, and the producing of grain and fruit and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of it is done so that they may eat from the produce of the earth. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ وَيْدِيهِمْ. And they may eat from that which their hands have earned, and what work their hands do. How many of us, through our hands and the work that we do, there's a source of income. So the income is not coming directly from the earth, but it's coming from the hand that Allah has given us and the skill that Allah has provided us with. Who provided us with the skill? Who provided us with that mind? Who provided us with that opportunity to earn? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that too comes from Allah. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Do they not make shukr to Allah? Do they not give thanks to Allah? Can they not be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And thankful to Allah that Allah has provided all of this for them. May Allah grant us understanding.